It's a crisp fall morning at a public park in Fletcher. A few steps away from the baseball field and the playground, volunteers are huddled behind a folding table that's covered with voting information and sample ballots.
We have everything in Spanish. We have information. We have the application. And we also can do it online.
Gabby Mendez is with the Hendersonville-based nonprofit El Centro. It's organized 10 registration events like these so far. Turnout on this particular day is slim.
Yes, we did everything that we could. Like, we posted on social media. I mean, most of the Hispanics are working right now. It's a Saturday. Probably they're working or it's cold, they don't want to go out. So, I mean, we're trying to do what we can.
El Centro's not slowing down. In addition to the outreach, Mendez says they mailed more than 3,000 informational postcards in Spanish to eligible voters in Buncombe and Henderson counties. It's just one example of many efforts across the state to find and mobilize every immigrant who's eligible to cast a ballot. Durham-based nonprofit North Carolina Asian Americans Together has been translating information for voters into six languages: Hindi, Urdu, Vietnamese, Korean, Hmong, and Chinese. Senior Director Ricky Long says immigrant communities representing different nationalities are united by shared challenges like language, particularly during the pandemic.
One of our closest partners is a Latino, local Latino organization, and we do learn a lot from each other, and there are definitely a lot of issues and barriers that our communities face.
Long co-founded the organization in 2014 primarily to encourage voter turnout among Asian American Pacific Islander communities across the state.
Growing up in North Carolina and realizing that no one is reaching out to our communities, so we need to start something to do that. And that's what we've been doing since our founding, doing phone banks, door-to-door canvassing, showing up at community festivals and colleges.
This year, they've also set up a multilingual voter assistance hotline and produced informational videos to help voters fill out absentee ballots.
My sense is, and this might be the overview that is important, that there's never been more attention in this election on voting rights, especially for immigrant citizens.
That's Duke University Professor of History and Public Policy Gunther Peck. He heads the Heart Leadership Program at the Sanford School of Public Policy, where students are going to great lengths to connect with voters in their primary language and make sure their vote is counted.
Driving from Durham into Wake County to find and to go to the door of the citizen who doesn't have a phone number to make sure that they know that they have an opportunity to have their ballot counted still. So this is teamwork involving students and citizens, all of them bilingual, so that they can speak and meet voters where they are.
While that may seem like a drastic measure, the program's associate director, Lalita Kaligotla, offers a perspective from her native country.
In India, where I originally am for example, no polling location by law, and it's written in the Constitution, can be any further than 2 kilometers away from a person's residence. So it has to, you have to have access to the polls.
But you don't have to look outside the U.S. for models or solutions to improve voter access for non-native voters. Other states like California already offer ballots in numerous languages.
It's not like, you know, the law here is lacking. It's the fact that the implementation is lagging.
And the barriers do go beyond language and transportation. Kaligotla says they can be emotional, too. Among the Latinx Hispanic population, for instance, fears about putting undocumented relatives at risk has kept some eligible citizens from going to the polls.
You know, many immigrants feeling disconnected from the fabric of our democracy, feeling like perhaps their vote doesn't matter, you know, for a variety of reasons, including issues of representation, right? When people don't see people like themselves in elected office, then the incentives to get out and participate in the political process feels lower.
That's why, she adds, the other part of the representation equation means getting more candidates who reflect the country's demographics into office. I'm Cass Harrington, BPR News.